is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely, C-H-R-C-H. C-H-R-C-H, because we say all that's missing is you. churchonline.com. This morning, I want to wish you a happy summer. Whether you recognize it or not, summer has officially begun. Today, at exactly 9:42 p.m. Central Time, just about, almost 20 minutes ago, summer began. Did you know it? Did you sense it? Did you feel it? Probably not. Most of us don't have that sense. The seasons change. We know it's on the calendar, maybe. We know it's getting hotter where we are. But back during the times in the first century, those things were marked. Those things were important. Changing of the seasons meant something important. And I want to give us just a couple reasons this morning why we as followers of Jesus Christ should also mark the seasons. Let me read to you. This is Psalm 104:19-24. Psalm 104:19-24. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lay down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. The psalmist is just crying out to God, just praising him for this incredible work of creation. And when the seasons change, it reminds us of that perfect work of God, that perfect creation that he has made. It all echoes back, Genesis 1:14. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day and the night, therefore the times and the seasons and for days of the year. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light on the earth. And it was so. God created summer. God created it all. God designed this perfectly for a reason. And again, we should praise him. Do you recognize that, of course, summer marks this turning of our planet in different position to the sun? But God placed it there perfectly to give us exactly the right climate. There's no other planet known that is quite like Earth that has this level of abundance, this level of temperature control and seasons that is absolutely necessary to sustain the life that God gave us. So the first thing that summer reminds us of is that God has timed it all perfectly. And as the psalmist says, how manifold, how incredible are your works. In wisdom, you made them all. So summer reminds us of his incredible wisdom. It also reminds us changing of the seasons. Changing of the seasons, of course, Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. The marking from one season to the next should remind us that everything in life has a season. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if you're having some tough times, if you're having great times, but there's a season to everything we go through, just as there are seasons, four seasons. The summer, fall, winter, spring, we go through them all. It's the same thing that is true in every one of our lives. Whether in that season of illness, we're in a season of abundance, we're in a season of family issues, we're in the season where we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't know. But we all go through seasons, and the change of seasons reminds us, for us, we've just begun summer. But on the horizon is fall. It's coming. We know it is. Just like clockwork. Just like God intended it. And the same thing. Whatever season we're going through today, it's just a reminder that this is all just temporary. Just a season. The other thing that summer should remind us of, and when we get excited about summer when we're kids, you know, we're in school and it's time for summer break, and what an incredible time that is. And kids are out playing, having a great time. I had to look this up because I wondered, when did we start this summer vacation idea. Now, I read a couple of things. Some originally said, well, it's based on farming. Farming is why we do this. But the truth is, and maybe people in our broadcast area will be cognizant of this one, springtime, spring planting season is much busier than summer or the fall harvest. So how do we get to this place where school takes the time off? It's not about farming. The truth is, it actually goes back to the 1800s as people moved away from the farms and moved into cities. And in those times before air conditioning, those cities would become so hot. People had this idea, we just need to get away, get out of the city, maybe spend time in the mountains, spend time by the ocean, just a little bit of cooler weather. So the wealthy at first and eventually middle class would make plans to flee the city's heat and take those months. And in the late 19th century, in the late 1800s, there began this push to reform schools so that there could be a summer break. That's how we officially got summer vacation. So summer is a time to be reminded that it's time to slow down. Yes, escape the heat wherever we might be, but it's a time to rest. That's another part of the seasons, right? There is a time for work and there is a time for rest. We all need that. And I don't know if you have summer vacation plans. I don't know, some people, well, we can't afford it this year, but we all need to make some kind of rest into our rhythm on the seasons of our lives. We need a season for rest. But we are always reminded, taking this thing back to Jesus, Jesus's words, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Did you catch that? All you who labor, all of us who work, whether it's working on the job, working around the house, we all need that rest. But Jesus says, He is our rest. Well, how does it work? Next verse, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Did you get that? Jesus says he is our rest when we take his yoke upon us. Now, that's a phrase, again, most of us don't grasp that one. How do we take his yoke on us? Well, a yoke in the first century is how you live out the teachings of the scripture. How do you live it out in your day-to-day life? Jesus says his yoke is easy. He gave us those two great commandments. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hangs on those two things. That's why Jesus says, my yoke is easy. But there's another part. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And this learning is the learning by experience. That's the other way that Jesus gives us rest, is when we learn from him. We take his yoke, we learn how to live according to the scripture, we learn to live life like him. Then we will find rest for our souls because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So allow this summer change of seasons to remind you of those important things, of course. We are reminded who he is and what he has done. We're reminded of the rest. And we all need a time of rest during this summer season. So think about that. Maybe plan for it. But a time, even if we can't get away, there's definitely a time we can carve out of our schedule. Maybe even every single day when we just pause, listen to him, be at rest with him, learn from him, take his yoke upon us. All of that are things that summer and the change of seasons reminds us of.